Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Weekly Hot Spot, the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. Now, I am your super sexy co-host, Delia of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com and sultry co-host of tonight's Kinkified Sexy Fun.
Tonight, we have really been looking forward to this show. It's all about bondage. Ooh, so I have a question for you all. Are you ready to get hot? Oh. We may just have to tie you all up this week for this very sexy show. So get ready. Go get your rope and get ready to get hot. Welcome back, everyone. Let us talk about bondage. Bondage is so completely hot. I just love it when a man is tied up because I love the beauty of the rope, how it makes him immobile. And, you know, rope work can be really pretty. I actually really enjoy the beauty of intricate rope work like shibari bondage. And I just simply, in all honesty, love all things bondage. Sometimes on calls, even, I will talk to someone who loves bondage, too, and we find that we have that in common, but, I mean, bondage, if you think about it, really works best with a partner tying you up. So how do you make it work on calls? I think if done correctly, there are some self-bondage techniques that can be just the right thing for an online session. So tonight, we are going to go through some self-bondage basics, and it is going to be so sexy.
Oh, yes. See, I personally love it when a man can get into self-bondage for me. It's one thing to tie a man up. It is another thing entirely to have a man become so willingly helpless for me to get all tied up. That is just so sexy. Self-bondage is, you know, it's meant to be done alone. But it can be enjoyed by one or many mistresses, especially if we get to watch you over webcam if you set up our session before. That is one sexy scene.
Oh, hell yes, it is. Now, when we visited you, Miss Marilyn, this past week, oh, God, I loved when you and your mistress friend put Jack and the submissive that was in her home, oh my goodness, into those sexy rope harnesses. I love, love, love that. And I love that I could bring that rope harness with me. Now, for any of you who don't know, I have a sexy rope harness set of instructions that, I mean, really anyone could make it. I've had callers before ask me for the instructions and use it, and it looks so beautiful and so sexy, and there's a great symmetry to it. So I'm happy to share the plans if you email me, but I will tell you, I bet it will make anyone feel really slutty just to be kind of bound in a rope harness. It's very, very sexy. And that rope harness, well, it's just one of many sexy self-bondage techniques that you can use.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jack looked good. My friend Subby looked good. That was just a delightful treat from you, Miss Delia. But, you know, we also got to keep in mind for some of our bondage beginners, because I remember my days as a bondage beginner. You got to master some of the basics, and it actually is fun, isn't it?
It is.
Right? I mean, it's really as simple as Googling slip knots or kinch nooses, and you can use these around your wrists or your ankles. Oh, the beauty of them, though, the more you struggle, the tighter it gets. So, in that case, you are going to want to make sure you have scissors handy. Safety shears are my personal favorite. They're safe, they're simple, and you can pick them up at your local pharmacy or drugstore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Googling is fun for so many things. And there is a technique that I like. It's the wrist coil. And I actually found it on Google. You just coil up a length of rope and you twist it into a figure eight and then slip, say, your wrist or your ankle inside each loop. And you can tighten them right in the middle where the ropes cross with a slip knot. So, I mean, that's a technique that you can very easily find on Google. And you know what? If you find a sexy technique when you are looking around for some self-bondage information, send it to us, kinkclassroom@enchantrixempire.com, because we really do love learning new tricks to help all submissives play sexy and even harder.
Oh, yes. And, you know, speaking of new tricks, I have a new interest that I am just falling in love with, and that is the shibari rope bondage. It is so, yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Tell me, Miss Delia, how incredible are you and how much do I have to learn?
Oh, you know what? I have to be honest with you, Miss Marilyn. I love the look of shibari, but I lack the patience for shibari. And I have to tell you, and you probably noticed this, our rope harness, when we used it, I mean, the knots were already pre-knotted in it so that we could put it on very quickly. I don't like to have to do a lot of bondage because I lack the patience to actually just do it to get into a scene. I think doing the bondage, the beautiful shibari rope work that there is, how intricate and pretty and symmetrical it is, to do it for a photo shoot, that's something completely different. But I like simple, effective things where, you know, I can just do a double knot and keep Jack tied up, spread eagle to the bed for hours. I don't know. But I love the beauty of shibari, and you're getting into it? That's awesome.
Oh, yes. You know, it is going to be a complicated time, but dedication and hopefully patience will go far, especially when there are so many different things that you can do with it, even getting into more intricate harnesses. I think that's a great way to engage in some semi-public humiliation play, because you can just put a rope harness on beneath your clothes, and nobody will ever have to know but you, because it's completely hidden, and yet you still get the feel of that delicious bondage right up against your skin.
Oh, so delicious. So delicious. What I did when I was looking for a rope harness, I Googled shibari rope harnesses, and you will find so many how-to pages. Most of them will be for females, but, you know, a man can use the same techniques. Now, for some added fun, when you are putting on your rope harness for the first time, slide a nice butt plug in your ass, and you'll see how that rope holds it securely inside you. Now, the body harness is one of my favorite ways to tie and to do some self-bondage because there are so very many points that you can kind of tie from. All you have to do is loop a rope or a hook or something through any one of the ropes on the body, and you can secure someone. You can completely immobilize a man or hold him in one place. It's fantastic. And remember, if you're curious about the harness that I make, just email me, Delia@enchantrixempire.com, and I will email you. And when we come back, oh, when we come back, Miss Marilyn is going to give us a sex toy review that ties in with sexy bondage play, and I can't wait for that.
Welcome back, bondage fanatics. It is time for Miss Marilyn's sex toy reviews. And, thinking about what Miss Delia said before the break about quick, effective bondage, I think you are absolutely going to adore the review that I have for us today. Oh, my. Well, you know, bondage is absolutely a huge passion of mine, and it is very often an essential part of a sexy power exchange fantasy. But I also know firsthand that sometimes the goal is just to render a submissive physically helpless as quickly as possible. And that's why these quick ties from Stockroom.com are really great to have on hand for spur-of-the-moment kinky fun. These gorgeous black quick ties are essentially just giant black twist ties. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? At 34 inches in length, you will get two comfy foam cover ties that you can bend to your will, or more likely my will, for endless bondage adventures. Now, safety is very much an important factor in bondage, and these ties make safety and comfort a breeze for beginner's bondage. Just wrap them around your wrists and ankles, twist and play, and to get out, simply wait for your mistress's permission and then perform the opposite procedure. See, it's easy peasy. Now, I also want to add, for those of us who are hardcore fans of advanced bondage, don't knot these quick ties until you try them. Some scenes, like we mentioned, are just made for intricate and detailed rope bondage, and other scenes can really drag along if bondage wasn't expected to be the main course. I always love having something quick and practical around for my bondage play, and with these, you'll never ever have to worry about having those safety shears nearby or where the hell you're going to tape the handcuff key this time. That makes them wonderful.
They sound fantastic. I am definitely going to have to check those out because they sound quick, easy, and simple, and that's what I look for in my bondage when I'm just doing a quick scene. So fantastic. Thank you, Miss Marilyn. Now, when we come back, we are going to do an Enchantrix Empire Spotlight. Oh, and it will be fun. Welcome back, everyone. It is that special time in the show where we spotlight things that we love over at www.enchantrixempire.com. Sometimes we do groups, polls, blogs, or newly enchanted members, but this week we are all about the groups. Now, some of the groups over on Enchantrix Empire have been around for a very, very long time. And so we wanted to spotlight a few of those groups. I think we have, what, five groups that we want to spotlight for you to check out, for you to go see, and for you to have fun enjoying. Now, I am going to start out with one group. It's by Jenny Fezzi for Crossdressers and Their Fans. And it is just, it's really, really fun. It's a relatively new group. And over at that fun group, it says it's just a group that Jenny Fezzi made for cross-dressers and transgenders. People can come in and have fun, make new friends, and give each other some tips in cross-dressing and just living life. So, you know, she has an introduce yourself discussion. So if you get into a group like that, it is fairly new, and there are a fun number of people there. I think that there are 35 group members, and it's a relatively new group. So go enjoy and have fun and see what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this group looks like just so much fun to play with. I absolutely love my cross-dressers, especially when their taste is as excellent as mine, and I think I'll have tons of fun playing over there.
It is definitely, definitely fun. We also wanted to spotlight a really, really cool group by Alice Wonder. It's one that I actually joined just about a week or so ago, and it is just a lot of fun. It's Alice Wonder's group is called The Soapbox, and it's a place where you can get up on your soapbox and express your views on various topics. Whether it's, you know, politics or feminism, religion, what's going on in the world, even things that are controversial, you can go ahead and post your views. And Alice did this because she wanted to allow such discussions without cluttering up, you know, all the blogs on EE. So it's a great group to join, especially if you want to vent about something. And there are lots and lots of discussions. Let me tell you about some of them. Bad business practices, Duck Dynasty, Yep. Why credit reports are meaningless and why Alice likes to floss. That's one that I haven't read yet, but it's one that I think I will be reading yet. So go, Alice.
Oh, I love it. Alice is just a freaking hoot and a half. And this group sounds like so much freaking fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the creativity. I love the creativity. And speaking of creativity, there's something sexy about the creativity of humiliation. And I want to spotlight a group by Vanessa Green. She has a group titled My Humiliating Sissy Assignments. And she asks, has your mistress given you a humiliating assignment or a sissy assignment, one that someone else might enjoy doing? Or perhaps you'd like to hear what others are doing. And this is all about humiliation. And let's see. There are five discussion topics. And I have a small dick, and I hope to be humiliated hard is the title of one. Oh. And then Miss Lily measures me for her pint-sized penis game. A third discussion is Kegeled while caged. And I have to tell you, I love pink pubes, that topic.
Oh, pink pubes, that is definitely quite a topic, and that is just going to be incredibly humiliating. How much freaking fun. Now, aside from that, it looks like we had another group to feature, and that would be the lovely Dispatcher Diaries.
How could we talk about groups without talking about the Dispatcher Diaries, right? I mean, don't we all love our dispatchers? Gotta love the dispatchers. Love, love, love the dispatchers. And they have so many great discussions. They talk about all kinds of fun things. Kim Dispatch had put up something about free audios, Cock Radio's birthday, Alice is in awe, what comes to mind when, cuckolding husbands, calling all culinaries. Oh, they have fantastic discussions going on. And, you know that your dispatchers want to hear from you. So if you are on Enchantrix Empire, join the Dispatcher Diaries group. For one, they've got a great graphic for their group. It's super hot, but you're going to have to join to see what it is. All I'll say is Wonder Woman and her lasso of truth. Your dispatchers, they get you through to us. They are so awesome. Join their group and show them some love.
Hell yes. Always better to get connected to the kinky ladies who keep us connected to the kinky fun. I love our dispatchers. Lastly, oh my, this group, I had to pop in here a couple of weeks back and respond a little bit. Miss Simone has a wonderful group over on Entrantrix Empire called Evil Things of the Night. And I even had my evil giggle going there. I think that ghosts and the paranormal are very, very intriguing. I'm really 50-50 about what I believe in. I'm one of those where I am definitely open to the possibility, but I'm never going to be 100% until I see it. That said, I'm kind of too scared to see it anyhow. But she has some really, really great discussions that are going on here. Things that you can do when you're scared, and that looks like lots of fun. I know that I prefer to huddle up with some kitten snuggles under my covers, or even watch a scary movie that I can actually have some fun with to distract me from other scary things. And, there was another one that I'd seen about, do you believe in ghosts? And that was actually the one that I had responded to. Miss Delia, I wonder, what are your opinions on that?
Well, I have to say, Simone is pretty damn dark, but I love that kind of stuff. What scares you? Ghosts, the supernatural, demons? This is one group that I am going to have a lot of fun watching personally. I mean, you know me, Miss Marilyn. I watch all those scary, freaky shows, and I love them. I think I do it just to scare myself. And then I can't sleep at night and whatever. But it's fun. It's fun. It certainly is fun. So, yeah, I really, really like that one.
Welcome back, everybody. It is that time again. So it is time to drop those pants, pull out those cocks, because it is stroking time. We mistresses came up with a song for you to enjoy and stroke to. So let's all have a few minutes of incredible stroking pleasure. But absolutely, no, coming.
Welcome back, everyone. It is time for jokes and fun stuff. Now, Miss Marilyn and I are going to go back and forth and blast some jokes your way. Are you ready? Drop those cocks and hang on, because we are going to have one giggly ride. All right. What did the hurricane say to the coconut palm tree?
Hold on to your nuts. This is no ordinary blowjob.
Woo! What does a coffin and a condom have in common?
Well, they both hold stiff, but one is coming and one is going.
Oh, I love it. When is a man his most intelligent, before, after, or during sex?
Oh, well, during sex, of course, because he's plugged up to the knowledgeable source.
Oh, yes. Sex is like a misdemeanor. The more I miss it, the meaner I get. Wahaha. Why do women like to have sex with the lights off?
They can't stand to see a man have a good time.
Love it.
Well, you know, also, sex is like math. Add a bed, subtract the clothes, divide the legs, and pray you don't multiply.
Oh, not he. Okay, how do you know if you have a high sperm count?
If she has to chew before she can swallow.
Ew! Okay, two potatoes are standing on a corner. How can you tell which one says is a prostitute?
Well, the one that says Idaho.
Oh. What did the penis say to the condom?
Cover me. I'm going in.
Oh, that is fantastic. Okay. Well, those were our jokes for the week. Loved them. And if you would like to have one of your favorite jokes featured on a weekly hotspot show, just send it to us at kinkclassroom@enchantrixempire.com, and we will feature your funny.
Welcome back, everybody. Now that I have returned from my decadent vacation, well, who am I kidding? I am still jet-lagged, but I digress. I will be keeping my regular hours as much as I can, and that is 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, all week except for Mondays and Fridays. But any changes will be updated daily at www.kinkadvisor.com/schedule. So if you're looking for Mistress Marilyn, be sure to stay tuned. And, you know, Miss Delia, I bet that you have some interesting news of your own.
Well, I loved your decadent vacation, and thank you so much for letting Jack and I be a part of your sexy, sexy time in Florida. It really was fun driving over to visit you. Well, for me, I mean, I'm getting closer to the house closing, and I am so very exciting. I love renting from a friend, but I will be honest, it'll be very sexy to have my own space and my own dungeon room again. Oh, that'll be priceless. So with, you know, in light of all that and everything coming up, please do check my blog, begformistress.com, for times and days that I will be available. March is probably going to be, you know, kind of a catch-me-as-you-can month, so please catch me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I want to catch you.
Oh, yeah. You do. You will. Oh, yeah. I'll let you.
I love that. See, that only adds to the thank and good fun that I have had tonight. So thank you all for tuning in. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of handcuffs and bondage tape. Have a kinky evening, and I will catch you next Friday.
And this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show's podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for the recaps of the shows that you have loved. And remember to be back here at 7 p.m. Eastern every Friday. And everyone have a hot and sexy week.